Mayor Caldwell unveiled his funding proposals last week for city operations and projects for the next fiscal year. Caldwell's plan focuses on improving infrastructure and helping the homeless. It also includes funding for rail operations and maintenance. Budget Committee Chair Joey Manahan says for the next 2 or 3 days, council members will be hearing from department heads.
This is a time where they're going to come in and they brief us, and it's the time when we can ask our questions of things we appropriated for them in the last year's budget to see how those programs are going. It also is our opportunity to see what they're outlining in terms of spending priorities.
But recent events will need to be taken into account. Manahan says he is concerned about the potential economic impact from the coronavirus.
In future years, I think the city's going to see the impact probably starting next year. And one of the things I'm concerned about, if we don't keep on pace, like if the visitor industry doesn't keep on pace, then what happens to rail, where they're using GET and TAT to pay for construction, right? What happens in a pandemic, or if there's a slowdown in tourism or in the global market? Certainly, that has an impact on the city.
The full council will also hold a special meeting tomorrow to discuss Bill 35. Manahan says the bill would add emergencies like the coronavirus as reasons to tap into the city's rainy day fund. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.